Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli, Menachos, Daf Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chofei Amud Aleph, the second last line in the middle of the line, Kibbo Mimenu. So we have a Tosefta, Kibbo Mimenu, Sode Likzor, Bechitim, Anovim Livzor Bayain, Zesim Limsoik Beshemen, Masu Noisin Loi. If a sharecropper received from a Gentile a wheat seeded field to harvest, vineyards of grape to harvest for wine, or olive groves to harvest for oil, he should first tie the Gentile's portion before he gives it to him. The question is, our Mishnah taught that he received it before it was sown, so that the obligation to tithe came when it was in the hand of the sharecropper, but if he received it after it was sown, then must he tithe? Amr b'chanina, tiknu b'makabo shloi tavo eret yisol, b'amhacha zuruah, who I should say. Rabbi Chanina answers, it's referring here to one who receives it in kablonus, means the reason that he's exempt from tithing is to encourage sharecroppers to accept land, otherwise Eretz Yisrael will remain uncultivated. But here, he receives it already sown. Kibbo memenu sade liksor, but shibonim, I should say, livsor, besali anovim zesim limsoik, besali zesim maniach kamoishahin. The Tosefta continues, if he received it to harvest and divide while still ears before the obligation to tithe came, or to pick grapes and divide them in the baskets while still grapes before they were made into wine, or to pick olives and divide them in the baskets before they were made into oil, he may give them as they are without tithing. Ha ma'isa amin shuloi ma'isa sode shuloi ma'isa amin ma'asu no'isi loi. And the Mishnah taught that we had earlier, Rabbi Yehuda said that when is this that the sharecropper does not need to tithe before he gives it? When he pays the owner with produce from that same field and that same species, but if he pays from another field or from another species, he must also separate maaseh. This means that from the same species but not from the same field, or from the same field but not from the same species, he must first tithe and then give him. Tani, Rabbi Chiya taught in the Braisa, Ma'isa sadeh ben ma'isa min ben mimin acher toimim v'noisin noi, Mester acheres ben ma'isa min ben mimin acher ma'aseh v'noisin noi. The Braisa teaches that from that same field, whether from the same or from a different species, he gives truma and then gives to the owner. From a different field, whether from the same or different species, he must first tithe and he can then give. Masnithin Rabbi Yehuda, Madatani Rabbi Chiya v'kachomim. The Gemara asks a question in our Mishnah that the words "when is this" indicate the Rabbi Yehuda is coming to explain the Chachamim. The halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Chiya's Braisa, there's a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The halacha is like the Chachamim, but does Rabbi Chiya disagree with our Mishnah? Asina masnis b'makom ploini nagu lasois soirim kiflayim kechitim. Madatani Rabbi Chiya b'makom shenagu lasois soirim kechitim. The Gemara answers that our Mishnah is discussing a place where it was common for barley to produce double the quantity of wheat. And since it appears like he's paying a debt because he had agreed to pay in wheat, but now he's paying in barley, he's giving a larger quantity of produce, and therefore he must first tithe. Rabbi Chiya's Braisa is discussing a place where they produce equal quantities, so it doesn't appear like he's paying debt, and he doesn't need to tithe. Hachat amma toirim v'noisin loi, hachat amma maase v'noisin loi. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah taught earlier that one who received a field from a Gentile in Chakirus, he should separate maase before he gives the Gentile his portion. Here, for a Jew's field, you said that he must first give truma and then give the owner. And therefore, a Gentile's field, you said that he must first give maase and then give the owner. Hevra b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kansu chachamim b'choike min ha'akum b'le kansu b'choike mi'Yisrael. The Chavaya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered that the chachamim penalized to require the sharecropper to tithe when receiving a field in Chakirus from a Gentile, but not from a Jew. Rabbi La b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, tafsa midas adin b'choike min ha'akum b'le tafsa b'choike mi'Yisrael. A different answer Rabbi La, quotes Rabbi Yochanan, saying is that the requirement to tithe is according to the letter of the law, but the chachamim were lenient when receiving from a Jew. Masnisim Messiah Ladain, Masnisim Messiah Ladain. Each opinion has a braisa to support him. Masnisim Messiah Le Rabbi La, I should say, according to the Vilna Goin, Hachoike Sade Mi Yisrael, Toim Venoisin Loi, Rabmea Oime, Masa Venoisin Loi. There's a braisa that supports Rabbi La. One who receives a field in Chakirus from a Jew, he must first take Truma and then give the owner. Rabmea says he must first take Masa and then give. Harabonon Amrin, Kansu Chachamim Bechoike Min Ha'akum, Velei Kansu Chachamim Bechoike Mi Yisrael. And then we add the words of Meir Omer Af Kansu Meisrael. And the Gemara explains that the Rabbanon's reason that the Chachamim penalize when receiving a Chakirus from a Gentile but not from a Jew, with Meir reasons that they also penalize when receiving from a Jew. Ve'yesh Knas Meisrael Elaha Hakani Rabbanon Amri Loitafsa Minasadin Bachaiki Yisrael Vemeya Oimer Tafsa Minasadin Bachaiki Yisrael. That's the correct Gersa. And the Gemara asks, why penalize one who receives from a Jew? Rather, it can only be explained like Rabbi Law, that Rabbanon say that strictly speaking he must tithe, but they were lenient when receiving from a Jew. And Rabbi Meir says that they follow the strict law even when receiving from a Jew. Masnisa Messiah Le Chevraya should say, Hachaike Sadim Akum Maith Venoisin Loi Rabbi Shimon Oimer. The Braisa supports Chevraya. One who receives a field in Chakirus from a Gentile, he must first take Maaseh and then give the owner. But Shimon says he must first take Truma and then give the owner. Harabanan Amri Tasa Minasadin V'choike Minakum V'loi Tasa Minasadin V'choike Miyisrael. Reb Shimon Oimer Loi Tasa Minasadin V'choike Minakum. The Gemara explains that Rabbanon say that they applied the strict law when receiving from a Gentile, but not when from a Jew. And Reb Shimon says that they didn't apply it even when receiving from a Gentile. If bar nash de'ema hadam ilsa, elachani konsu chachomim b'choike mena'akum, or le'konsu chachomim b'choike meisol, Reb Shimon Oimer le'konsu chachomim b'choike mena'akum, lefikachim choza ha'akum, v'nizkaye o shemachom le'yisrael, acher toirem. The question is, why would they not apply it when receiving from a Gentile? Well, they can only be explained like Chevraya, that according to Rabbanon, they penalize when receiving from a Gentile but not from a Jew, and Reb Shimon says that they never make a penalty given at all. Therefore, if the Gentile later converted to or sold the produce to another Jew, he would need to give Truma, but not Maaseh. Mandam Matafsa Niche, Mandam Mekonsei Biyadoi. The Gemara asked, The Mishnah earlier taught that from Yehuda that the law of first taking Maaseh and then giving it to the owner applies even if a person received his own ancestral land from a Gentile. But according to Rabbi Law, it's understandable. But according to Chevraya, who said that they penalized when receiving from a Gentile? What would it help if he later converted or sold it to others, since the penalty is already resting upon it? Am Rabbi Yochanan min amasikim shanu mitorchad oimeloi kein afu doicher atzmai upoida isa. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mishnah's case is when his ancestral land was forcefully taken by bandits. Chachamim require him to tithe when he receives it from the Gentile, since it will encourage him to force himself to redeem it.